It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, May 19th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, we've got 3 inbounders, 4 outbounders, and 8 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have unsettled weather remaining over our waters into today, but some good news. Pressure then builds offshore high pressure and brings a return to benign weather and northerly winds over the weekend. Let's look forward to that. Small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon. North winds today, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 in the morning. Wind waves from the north, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 8 feet at 10 seconds, and a chance of showers. And today, we're going to be talking about an interesting news story about a ship on the Columbia River, where the Coast Guard intervened and helped send some of the crew members home who had been on board way too long. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. First inbound is the Serafina, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage at about 10:30 a.m. Next inbound is the Glorious Sky, arriving from China, also headed for Astoria's anchorage. She, too, will be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 11 a.m. And the Ohio is a petroleum tanker arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, passing Astoria around 11:30 p.m. inbound. She'll be in Portland by about 5:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. And in our outbounders, we have the Hamet K, leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 9 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. The Buenaventura, leaving Longview with salt on board, industrial salt, leaving around 6:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The Pan Viva is leaving Kalama carrying wheat, leaving around 8 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 a.m. on Friday. And the Isabella Island is leaving Longview with logs on board, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 p.m. Well, I've talked with you a few times during the pandemic about how seafarers have often been forced to work way longer than they normally would be expected to work. So, it really depends on the shipping company and the contract that a person has. But generally, people will work a few months at a time and then have a few months off. Now, sometimes people can work longer contracts than that, but usually no more than a year at sea. And so today's story is about a ship that was right here on the Columbia River in Longview, where the sailors had been on board for way longer than they had expected to be when they went on board, and how the Coast Guard intervened in that to get these sailors home. So ships are regularly inspected by the U.S. Coast Guard when they come into the river and also offshore as well. And usually the Coast Guard, they're doing safety inspections. They're looking for violations. Problems are usually with faulty equipment or physical aspects of the ship itself. But this time, the story was different. This is from a story that appeared in the Seattle Times, written by staff reporter Hal Burnton. It was published online yesterday, and it highlights a problem that I've talked about happening in other countries, but I've never heard of it happening here, and I've never heard of the Coast Guard intervening in this way. But it shows you how severe this problem has become. So let me read you some of this story. So the ship in question here is a vessel called the Thai Honesty, which came into the Columbia River earlier this month. I remember her name on the schedule. She's coming in to pick up soybeans and soy meal, actually, and just one of the regular ships that comes in. I hadn't noticed that she wasn't leaving, but apparently she was detained by the Coast Guard. So let me read you this. Boarding the Thai Honesty off Longview earlier this month, so she was anchored there, U.S. Coast Guard inspectors found the 623-foot-long bulk cargo ship to be unseaworthy. Now, unseaworthy means for some reason she's not safe to go back to sea, and that is grounds for detaining a ship. The problem had nothing to do with leaks, engine trouble, or overloading. Instead, the Coast Guard team at the Southwest Washington port focused on the risk posed by a dozen homesick Chinese crew members who had been stuck on the vessel for more than 14 months. Here's a quote from Petty Officer Third Class Michael Clark, that's of the Coast Guard's 13th District. He said, quote, "Crew fatigue and the duration of time that critical crew members have been on board presented a clearly hazardous condition to the safety of the ship and the waterway," unquote. The Coast Guard ordered the Thai Honesty to stay moored near the Columbia River port until a dozen new crew had been brought in as replacements, Clark said. This unusual action involved collaboration with Washington-based representatives of the International Transport Workers Federation, who found that the workers were 4 months past the 10-month maximum duty time specified in their labor agreement. So clearly a labor violation here, and clearly some very unhappy sailors. And here's a quote from a spokesperson for the federation that was helping these sailors on board the ship. "When we went on board, one of the seafarers came right up to us and said, 'We want to go home.' That's what this is about, getting them home," close quote. On Saturday, the dozen crew members were allowed to leave the ship. They then flew to Tanzania, where they're scheduled to quarantine before returning home to China. In December 2020, the challenges encountered by international crews trying to return home drew the attention of the United Nations General Assembly, which passed a resolution urging governments to allow stranded seafarers to be repatriated, expedite their travel, and ensure their access to medical care. The Coast Guard, in a March 2021 safety bulletin, called the physical and mental fatigue of seafarers unable to leave their vessels at the end of their contracts as a growing humanitarian concern. That bulletin included an email address for international mariners to notify the Coast Guard if they were facing obstacles to returning to their home countries amid a crew change. So normally when a crew change would happen, people would go home, new people would rotate in. Because of the pandemic, sometimes people couldn't get into their home countries, but often the concern of the shipping companies in letting some of these people go is that if they brought new people on, they would have to wait either to quarantine them in some way so that they wouldn't have COVID, or they might have someone ill on board. And so some companies had chosen to just keep their sailors on board way longer than was originally agreed to. So the Thai Honesty came to Longview to pick up soybean meal. Before the vessel arrived in Longview, the Coast Guard received a tip from someone on the vessel about the concerns of 12 seamen, part of a larger crew of more than 20, about their length of shipboard duty. The Coast Guard then relayed the information to the International Transport Workers Federation, according to a Coast Guard spokesperson. Another Federation inspector boarded the Thai Honesty on May 6th to meet with the crew after trying without success to negotiate with a representative of the owner to secure flights home to China. But after that meeting, the Coast Guard ordered the ship to remain in port. The owner then agreed to bring in the new crew. By last Saturday, the new crew had arrived, and now the Thai Honesty is en route to its next port of call in the Philippines. And the 12 former crew members have begun a quarantine of uncertain duration in Tanzania. The Federation has asked the owner to provide pay as well as room and board while the crew is in Tanzania. Officials are still unsure if that pay, which is called for in their labor contract, will actually be provided. So that's from the Seattle Times yesterday. So these are these foreign flag vessels operating under flags of convenience, owned by foreign companies. You know, they don't necessarily operate under the same rules that we do here in the United States, where workers' rights and working conditions are guaranteed by OSHA. So this story highlights a big issue in the maritime industry right now. Mariners leaving the profession because they felt taken advantage of by employers and just are too isolated for too long from family and friends when they're at sea. Tomorrow, we'll talk about some international measures afoot to make things better for mariners on cargo ships, no doubt intended to stem the tide of people leaving their jobs at sea. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.